I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Between regular coursework finals, advanced placement tests, and college entrance exams, junior year in high school is rough. Piled on top, the new SBAC assessment, which has faced lots of pushback from students, families, and educators across the state. A bill that would reduce 11th graders' already crowded schedule of high-stakes tests is awaiting Governor Malloy's signature. The measure would replace the SBAC test with either the SAT or the ACT college entrance exams.
I think it's a victory for common sense.
Garth Harries is superintendent of the New Haven Public Schools.
A certain amount of testing is supportive of learning. Having multiple high-stakes assessments in one year didn't make a lot of sense, particularly in the context where both the SAT and the ACT are taking steps to align with the Common Core and accomplish a very similar purpose.
Historically, the SAT exam tested for different kinds of things than the SBAC, says Bob Schaefer, Public Education Director for the National Center for Fair and Open Testing, or FAIR Test.
The SAT claimed that it was not based on curriculum, but a measure of underlying skills like aptitude.
But the SAT is being revised right now, so it'll be more closely linked to the Common Core. Schaefer says Connecticut's law would be a small but good first step toward reducing test exhaustion in public schools. His group would like to see a scale back of high-stakes testing to the levels before the No Child Left Behind ramp-up.
We have shown that we cannot test kids out of poverty. That testing is not the solution to the problems that cause kids to start school behind and end up even further behind.
State education officials still have to clarify several concerns about the potential change. They want to be sure that special needs kids receive the same kinds of accommodations on an SAT or ACT test that they would have on the SBAC. And the state has made a request to the feds to allow the change, but still needs approval. Diane Orson, WNPR News.